What's up? Next up, we got Super Fight predictions and kind of just a little bit of everything else. Let's get it. So listen, bro, it's B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. Man, like I said, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy 2022. Can you believe it? I'm surprised nobody's came up with any 2022 bars yet, because, you know, 2022, if I gotta put it in subtitles, is 2022. I know, that was terrible. Hey, I can say what I want. Disclaimer, I just talk my shit on here. Let's get into it, okay? So we got this Super Fight card going down tomorrow. I didn't get to see all the face-offs. I saw the main event face-off. Man, here go Rock again. Always be ready to almost fight. Don't get me wrong, I'm not look, I'm pretty sure I'm not trying, you know, I'm not judging Rock, you know, but I mean, it is a pretty good angle that Goods did bring about back in, like, Tay Rock always be ready to fight a nigga but never do. But I can't really knock Rock for that. Like, I be on that, like, I mean, especially at work, if you had your job, you'd be almost be wanting to fight your coworkers too. But you don't actually want to actually put your hands on. It's just some of them be like, "Yo, man, if I didn't need this job, I wouldn't get paid." I feel like that's how Rock be feeling. Like, Rock don't be wanting to fuck up his money, but he ain't no punk or nothing. He ain't pussy. He just don't want to fuck up the bread, and that's the longevity of it. That's really the longevity of it. Like, niggas be so worried about trying to, you know, show that they tough and they thugs or whatever, but it's like, brother, a real G know that there's money to be made out here. Like, there's money to be made. The last thing we need to do is be trying to, you know, if you want to show how you truly a G, make this money, not violence. Because trust and believe, I believe a lot of the true Gs, they wish they could have hit licks without... I bet you they probably wish they could have hit licks without violence being involved. Like, because a lot of niggas, we just try to get how we can. And certain situations cause us to make certain decisions. With that being said, it's battle rap. This is battle rap. There's no reason for this. Like, yes, we like the aggression and shit in the ring, but it's like, come on now. It don't need to be extra. It don't need to come out of the ring, though. Like, we don't need it to do that. We don't need it to escalate out the ring. And the thing about it is, these are the two people. See, a lot of people are like, we all saw this happen. We all saw this coming, though. Be it as it may, we may have all saw this coming. It doesn't mean we wanted it to happen, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Yes, we got two niggas that's always outside. Two niggas that's always put a lot of passion and put a lot of effort into their craft. Like, we're talking about, these are the two. These are the ones right here. Danny and Tay Rock are one of the ones. But the thing about it is, they also be on two different times. Dave Myers at West Coast Field. Niggas at West Coast, they hoop and holler. They do whatever they want. Rock, he has prided himself to be a bad rapper that, when he get in that ring, he gonna say and do whatever the fuck he want with no fear. You know, he don't care who you are. You know, at the end of the day, Rock don't claim to be anybody but who he is, you know? And, you know, I mean, he got Cave Gang, but that's like his family and shit like that. But overall, like, Rock, you know, like, I understand Rock, he comes into every battle, no fear. And that's how you're supposed to. I mean, technically, you're supposed to go into, like, you're not like, I feel like you shouldn't be trying to size your opponent up. Like, don't be trying to, like, purposely try to, like, pick a fight with this nigga. But, like, let this nigga know that you're not fucking scared. Like, if it necessarily has to go there, then fuck it. We can't come back from it. But, unfortunately, we're going to do it then. We're not going to be able to come back from it, but we're going to do it. Like I said, you know, it's going to make me feel like shit at the end of the day, because I'm fucking up my buddy. Trying to fight this nigga over some dumb shit. So, but yeah, man, I hope the face-off doesn't take away from the battle. I really hope not. Because I got my money on Rock, though. But don't get it twisted, though. That's not saying that Dane Myers is not at all capable of extinguishing the Gunbar King. He can gun the Gunbar King down. They both have the ability to take each other out. It's just about whose material is going to outweigh each other. Whose bars really... Because also Rock, we have, like, some of Rock's bars don't hit. But at the same time, Danny got some lines, too. I can't quote any off the top of my head, but Danny got some lines, too, that I was like, I mean, it ain't been recently, though. No, a lot of Danny's shit recently has been pretty, pretty polished. Like, a lot of his shit, personally, I would want Danny. I know his name is Danny, but I kind of want him to be Mr. Miyagi. For real. Rock's pen has always been solid. Like I said, Rock is one of those MCs that never bores you at all. You're always entertained. You're always going to be entertained to see a Rock battle. No cap. If there's a boring Tay Rock battle, 9 out of 10, it's because of his opponent. It's going to be because of his opponent. You cannot find me one Tay Rock battle where he is solely responsible for it being bad. You can't. Because Rock don't play like that. Rock's not a diva. Like, Rock, when you book Rock, you gonna get Rock. Something all the dealers say. But whatever. Anyway, man. Predictions? I got Rock, though. I still got Rock 2-1. I don't think it's gonna be a 30 between either one of them. And no. Danny Myers is not dirty in Tay Rock, and Tay Rock is not dirty in Danny. It's not happening. That's if they can write to body each other. That would be nice. That's one great way to start this year off. Well, great way to start the year off than to be able to say, oh shit, Rock got bodied, or oh shit, Danny Myers got bodied. That's one interesting way to open up the year. Granted, I don't think it's possible between these two. Pick a different opponent. These two, a 30, is hard. I can't wait to see this match tomorrow, because I know it's going to be hard. You got to pay attention to every bar, every line, and pay attention to the material, because Danny's going to talk to Rock. And then Rock, you know, he knows Danny's going to talk to him, so I know he's going to put some of the talking into his rounds, too. But also, all this excess aggression, what if they break? I hope they don't break into a fight tomorrow. Please, we all white people time. Respectfully, let's not fuck up the bread. Let's just get this battle going. And you know, Daddy was like, I just want to get to the battle because niggas be swearing I'm a battle rapper. Nigga, I'm not a battle rapper, my nigga. Like, I battle rap, but I'm not a battle rapper. Like, bro, don't, like, yo, Daddy was like, bro, I'm like, bro, this what, like, South Central, bitch. Like, the fuck, like, yo. Please, Lord, I would like it if there's no fight between these two tomorrow. I pray not. But I got Tay Rock 2-1. Let's get to the next one. The other battle that I'm interested about on this card, honestly, Anderson Burris versus Sway 7. First of all, shout out to Anderson Burris. I want to give him a special shout out and, you know, clap it up for him if I could. You know. My nigga. I think it's a good look for you to get Swave. I just didn't think Swave would take this kind of battle, you feel me? I'm not saying that Swave is racist, it's just, you know, I didn't think he would take Anderson Burris. Like, let's truth be told, has Swave ever battled a white guy? Like, I don't think Swave has ever battled a white person. Like, I've never seen Swave battle a white person for real. I mean, besides Rosenberg, but Rosenberg is light skinned. Just very light skinned. But other than that, who else? Man, I'm pretty sure Real Deal and Swave ran into each other one time, but I might be wrong. But honestly, besides that, I think this is Sway's first fish. This is first fish. and it had to be Anderson Burris. Anderson Burris is actually making some he's actually one of the people that were that actually Anderson Burris is one of the people that we were looking for in the most recent Ultimate Madness tournament. But Anderson Burris respectfully said the reason why he was not in that tournament is because he knows he's not the type of battle rapper that can write like that, you know, every 2 weeks because it dilutes his material. I respect that. I respect the person that understands their limitations. So he overall was just like, you know. And then he expressed how he would want to battle Mike P, which I honestly thought that would be a super fight. Get the guy you want, but he said he don't want that battle just yet. So I feel that. I think Sway will be like a test of the waters to see what he could do with Mike P. Cause if you can get past Sway, oh yeah, you could definitely do something with Mike P. I don't know if you'll win, but you could at least make a rewatchable battle with Mike P if you could do numbers with Sway. Like I said, cause like Anderson Burris, like basically Anderson Burris, the best way to attack this type of battle is how would you talk to an old head? Like, if you was trying to have a conversation with an old head, trying to get him to understand. If you was trying to earn an old head's respect, how would you do it? That's the best way to address this battle. Like, the only way to, the best, because trying to talk gunplay with Slave, nah, don't do that. Like, I mean, with J2 was cool with it because, like I said, J2 got, he's in a demographic, you know, it is with it. So, J2 was cool with it. But Swave is actually, like, he actually, like, cut from that cloth, you feel me? So it's like, when you try to talk how you got guns and you doing handles and I'm just saying. If you're gonna do a bar about it, if you're gonna, like, at least make it a fire bar. If you're gonna have gun bars, make sure they're fire. Make sure they're fire. But, you know, because the believability rate, I don't really have that for you yet because I don't know Anderson. I know he has, you know, he got personality. He can rap. He got some lines. He got some bars. But when it comes to having, like, strap lines and stuff like that, I got to know a little bit more about him. Like, you know, like, story time. Like, what licks did you hit? Like, when did you touch a gun? Like, when did you touch? Like, I got to know these type of things for you to start just coming out swinging with this shit. Cause Swave, he cut from that cloth for real. So it's like you try to talk it to him. That's like me trying to. That's like me trying to tell somebody from Italy how to make pizza. They're gonna look at me funny, like, bruh, no, you're not about to try to teach me how to make pizza, bruh. I'm Italian. like you, we not doing this. Like, come on. So it's like, you know, don't do gunplay with Swave. Best thing to do is have a conversation. That's the best way to battle Sway. Have a conversation. But make it a conversation we all want to listen to. Don't be happy. Like, I understand you got, you know, the objective is to talk to your opponent. But don't bar us doing it. That's all. And Anderson Burris, I don't think he have too much problem with that. For real. I don't think he have a problem with that. Granted, who I have for early predictions, I still got Slave 2-1. I think Anderson Burris could, like, Anderson Burris, like, he might have a surprise round that everybody's like, wow. Okay, Anderson, but Swave might edge that round too, possibly. Like I said, I got Swave 2-1. Anderson Burris, you got a mountain to climb. I look forward to seeing you climb. Next match, let's see. We got the Battle of the Joneses. Sirius Jones versus Chilla Jones. I've said this before. Sirius Jones is fucking nice. He's nice. He's fire. I'm not like people, like I said, it's a new year. He ain't done no fuck shit this year. So everything that Sirius Jones done in the past, we not talk about that in this blog. We just gonna talk about the fact that he's fucking nice. He's fire. Sirius Jones is underrated to me. However, Chilla Jones. Chilla Jones, you be looking shaky, bro. You be looking shaky. But I think it's because you start getting cocky. You start feeling yourself. I think you need to humble yourself a little bit. Remember, Remember who you are. Like, yes, it's cool to know that you're the kingpin. It's cool to have confidence in yourself. But don't be so full of yourself, because then that could be where that could work towards your detriment. I mean, because like I said, Tay Rock beat you. He did that. He did that. Then you went on to face Emerson Kennedy. Emerson Kennedy washed you. I'm sorry. Emerson was on your head. I didn't even think Emerson would be on your head that bad. But yeah, Emerson was on your head. I was like, that's what's up. So you, I don't know. You've been looking extinguishable, Chilla. You've been looking extinguishable. And Sirius Jones, I feel like Sirius Jones in that headspace where he feels like, even though he a legend, nigga's still playing with his name. So it's like he coming back to put respect on his name by taking out the juggernauts of the game. Like, so, like, you know, like, I'm a legend, but these newer juggernauts think that I still can't hang with them. I'm going to show these niggas that I can still Eurostep with them. Like, Sirius Jones is showing that I'm an old head, technically, but I can still, yeah, I got fight in me. A lot of fight at that. Like, Sirius Jones, like, he, think about it, it's not even like, he's actually giving us very solid fire material rounds. Like, no cat. Like, I like that seafood boil bar. I chef different. I like that. I actually like that. So yeah, this battle is hard to call, but if I had to pick a winner, I'm gonna pick Sirius. I don't know. I just haven't been, like I said, what he did with Swamp was interesting. What he did with JC was barbaric. Like, he kind of turned up a little too hard on JC. I don't know. I didn't like JC that battle, not fully. And JC's in my top five, and he's one of my favorites. And I just felt like that wasn't the best. That JC was kind of beat. Like, I wasn't really a big fan of that JC. But I think maybe it's just because of this Sirius Jones look. You know? But yeah, I got Sirius Jones. I actually am going to go with my... I think that's the first time on this... The first time on my podcast where I'm actually voting for Sirius Jones to win a battle. Man. Anything can happen in the new year, huh? Let's go to the next prediction. What else we got on the card? I know there was one more battle that was on there. Let's see. We got Anderson Burris and Swave. We got Tay Rock and Danny. We got the Battle of the Joneses. There was another battle on there. I'm quite sure of it. I'm trying to think. Is Kate? No, Kate's not on the card. That's funny. Who else is on the... Oh, exactly. Drugs versus... Yo, it don't even matter. I'm not even trying to be disrespectful to Drugs and... Who is his opponent? I can't think of it. Oh my goodness, that's rough. That's really rough. It's gonna come back to bite me too, I feel it. I seriously can't. I can't think of what the. There's another battle too, but I can't think of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, there's only. Well, to be perfectly honest with everybody, there was only two battles that I was really interested in for this card. You know, I wanted to see Anderson Burris versus Swave to see how Anderson Burris would do. And I really want to see the main event. I know there's another battle on this card. I just can't fucking think of it. Top of my head. It's rough. But let's talk about some other stuff that's been going on. So, I've been hearing Geechee and Easy going to be the battle of 2022 that everybody's voting for. Me too. I think it's time. Easy versus Geechee Gotti, set it up. Set it up. Set it up. Set it up. But I mean, let's see. So let's talk about another thing I want to talk about that I didn't get a chance to address when I first heard about it. Because like I said, I don't personally care for battle rap drama or battle rap like news like that. Besides like something truly serious. But my verse has been on the radar for tongue lashing, and I don't really know how this started, but my verse having to argue about Lady Flames, like I don't know how this started, but I know Lady Flames was making jokes about stuff that, you know, how my verse, she like, you rap about flowers and butterflies and shit, and she's like fruits and shit, and she's like, that's still better than anything you've ever written. That's, she said, my verse said, What the stuff that Lady Flames was clowning her for was better than anything Lady Flames has ever written. My verse. I have no disdain or hate towards you whatsoever. But you gotta understand, that's a big ass cap. Now, I don't know if anybody really familiar with my verse for real. My verse is somebody that I had always thought was caught between industry and battle rap. But the thing about it was, like, I didn't really see much of her in a battle rap setting. Like, she had, like, when I saw her, she got old heads. Like she was giving old heads to battle. Like, old heads. Like, people that I, like, Duchess. You know, so it's like, my verse is from an era that nobody remembers. Like, nobody,
No.
My verse, like, somebody said my verse is like the female gems. That's hurtful. That's really hurtful. And people don't, and there's not a lot of people that know who gems is. And the thing about it was gems. What you say, beautiful?
Hey guys, welcome back to another video.
Oh my lord. Hey everybody, this is my daughter who's playing with me right now. She's yeah, my daughter loves heckling me. So yeah, my verse is like the female version of Jim's. Or at least she should be. I don't know if she has a blogger channel on YouTube, but I know if you're battling once every 10 years, you really don't have a right to say nothing. You can't really talk smack to people who've been active and in the ring consistently. And you battle once every 10 years. And may I remind you, those battles weren't all that spectacular. You versus Bonnie, you 30 Bonnie. I gave you that. You 30 Bonnie. You said you got that Erica Badu. She got that airing out her. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, you killed Bonnie. I don't even remember your battle on Clearing the Ring for real. I felt like you was clowning R. You was playing with RX, but you wasn't really trying to battle. I didn't. Like my verse. Why ain't you stepped in the ring with a monster? That's the real question. Like, I'm not even trying to knock you. Everybody else knock you. But I'm just mean like, why haven't you stepped in the ring with a monster? Like a real monster. Like, you stepped in the ring with Bonnie. Bonnie, that bark, her bark is nowhere. It's not even special now. That shit is on poodle. That shit is chihuahua sounding. Like, Bonnie, ain't nothing special about Bonnie anymore. The only thing special about Bonnie is, right now, is her OnlyFans page. And niggas are actually openly saying they wish they would subscribe. That's on y'all. Me, I just feel like I can spend my money on something better. Like Chipotle. Chick-fil-A. Battle rap tickets. Pizza. I just think I have a whole list of things that I can spend that I could spend my money on that would suffice better than Bonnie Godiva's OnlyFans. And this is my opinion. Like I said, to each his own. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of niggas that's thirsting for her and do want them. Me is I'm just not one of them. I was a fan of the Bonnie that rapped, that could actually rap, had glasses. You know, the Bonnie that was on Kick of the Dot, that bodied this chick germ free without hassle, then body star smiles. That Bonnie is gone. That Bonnie is full of herself and has basically, you know, she's all about her body. That's what's up for you. That's what's up. Unfortunately, it sucks for his fans. You know, you got your only fans, but what about your battle rap fans? They dead. They gone. We gone. That the fan of me, the fan of you that was inside me, his soul was lifted. His soul was lifted after your last performance with Shibla. His soul was lifted years ago when you hit him up in the DMs about a favor. And I felt like I knew what you was about to ask me, and I was about to tell you no. I'm so glad she never hit me back up, because that she was really about to ask me for a favor. That message is still in my DMs to this very day, but that's not important. That's not important. We're not here for that. I'm just saying. The whole point of this was my verse. You gotta get in the ring with somebody dangerous. You like otherwise you should not a lot. I honestly think you should be a gyms. Like just be a blogger. But you know, I wouldn't go to war with Lady Flames. Lady Flames will cook you. Like Lady Flames, and the thing about it, I don't even think Lady Flames have to fully turn up the she don't have to fully turn on the heat for you. I think she can preheat cook you. You know it's unhealthy to cook, you know like she could, you know how when you put you set the oven to preheat and it has like a 15, like may have a 10 to 15 minute wait before it actually starts to heat up. Yeah, she could cook you with that timer before the oven even heats up. She could cook you right now in this particular time in the year 2022. I believe, and I'm saying it in my opinion, Lady Flames will cook you on preheat. My verse. You don't want those problems. Battling once every 10 years, you will get smoked. That's an angle in itself. Why you take so long to battle? Because it ain't like I'm not even trying to hate on my verse, but besides wilding out, what are you doing? I mean, hell, King Los is on, he managed to get on the Hustle and Flow show on Netflix. He was in like one episode, but man, it's still, he's something. And he's doing a hell of freestyles and everything. My verse, I remember I heard one song she tried to release back in the day. But like I said, come out. Like, we want you to seriously come outside. Don't just like I don't know. Like, seriously come outside. Like, do what Sirius Jones is doing. You know, but otherwise, I feel like this. Either do what Sirius Jones is doing, or be a female gyms. Just be a blogger. But you up here trying to have opinions about I don't fully know how you set off Lady Flames. But I just want you to, but I just know, as an advocate for Lady Flames, you don't want those problems with her, is all I'm saying. Like, please test yourself with Jazz. No, don't test yourself with Jazz. Maybe you and Gaddis should do it. I actually would see her and Gaddis. Why not? Yeah, and then I heard Surf was trying to say, people still hate Surf. Speaking of people hating Surf, Ace I mean. Yo, what's up with you battle rappers that can just come up with 100,000 just out the blue like that? Like, dang. Dad? Like, y'all able to just blow money like Dad? That? Huh?
Do you know what that doll is?
What doll, honey? You talking about the doll that you undressed? No. But when you go out, please shut the door. Thank you. That was my youngest daughter. Aesop Mean got $100,000 bet on a battle with Surf, and Surf took it. Of course Surf took it. It's $100K. Here's my problem with it. When is it happening? And is Surf actually gonna battle Aesop Mean? Or is he looking at Aesop Mean like a lick? Cause like I said, however Surf decides to play this out, I am gonna be the one fan that ain't got nothing to say about it. I don't care if we get 2 rounds sued for Aesop Mean. Because like I said, Surf, as a fan, I got what I wanted from Surf. I got a three-peat from Surf. Three rewatchable, three bodies. Three rewatchable battles. Three classic bodies. There's nothing more I have to add. There's nothing more for me as a fan to want from Sir. There's nothing more I could want. And now Aesop Mean realized, oh yeah, I gotta stop this before it begins. Okay, all right, $100K. If he thinking he gonna get lucky like he did with John John, look, what you did with John John was incredible. Not even gonna hold you. What you did with John John was incredible. What John John did was lackluster. Like, he really thought she was about to be another Jack Boy. We all thought she was about to be another Jack Boy. I did. And you showed us no. 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 There's a reason why you want this battle. And you showed it. So it was props to you for that one. And trust me, he was doing the most for him and John John. For him and John John to finally go at it. But this one right here. This one right here. Surf ain't John John. What game plan does Aesop mean? Like, it's obvious he gonna try to talk jail with Surf. I feel like that's the one, because Aesop mean actually did his time. So I feel like that's the one thing he gonna try to come at Surf about. So be prepared for the jail angles. But overall, besides that, what he really gonna talk to Surf about? All that shoulder bump and stuff, I understand. Surf with all that. But also, you know, I really don't want to see a fight between neighborhood Crips and former Goonie members. Or be more niggas. Like, that would be weird. But I feel like Surf would keep it professional for real. Because there's money to be made. And it's a 100K bet. I feel like a battle like that is going to happen on a super fight. It's going to happen on a super fight. Because Surf's not, because I guarantee you, Surf's not going to battle Ace on any other platform on besides URL. So it's going to happen on URL, but I feel like it's going to be like a super fight. Because Surf and Ace, I mean, would definitely be a super fight because of the name and who he's facing. So, like, you got the big name, Surf, and then you got Ace, who he can Ace can get busy. He just, that flow of his is very hard. It's very hard. That lyrical ability is very hard. But once he got it, once he don't stumble, shit's fire. And I still have Aesop Mean beating Cortez. Aesop Mean beat Cortez, but somehow Cortez got the. I don't even want to think about that Ultimate Madness. And then Cortez gets Jada Nightwing and loses. Enough about Volt Bodega. But we saw what he did with Volt Bodega. But once again, what we saw, what he did with John John and Volt ain't got shit to do with what he got to do with Surf. Surf ain't them. And I hope he understands that, you know, before he steps into this ring with Surf. Like, you placing a very high bet. And honestly, you betting that you'll beat Surf? You bet that much? No, 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 no. Yeah, it couldn't be me. It could not be me, fam. That's like one of those things where you'd be like, you got 100K. Like, that's like, say if you just like, you just woke up out of a dream, right? And you got a briefcase. You open up, it's got 100K in it. And they like, and next thing you know, a window shows up. And it says, hurry up and place your bet. And you're holding the briefcase. You're like, bet for what? You know, the bet that you, the 100K bet that you want to place on Ace Amin beating Sue Surf. What? I'm sorry. What? You said bet against Sue Surf? 100K? Nah. No. You know, my kids wanted to go to Scene 75. And they did want to go to Disney. You know, COVID's going around. Ah, but we can wear a mask. Yeah, we got masks. We'll be fine. Yeah, my kids didn't want to do all that. Yeah, see, these would be the thoughts I'd be having if that happened. Because there's no way in hell I'm betting against Sue Surf 100K. I can think of so many. If anything, I'm going to put 10% of it on betting on him. And then the rest of the money, you know, be a father. And then come back to my investment when he wins. Like, oh, look, my 10% investment grew exponentially because he bodied Ace on me, as I believe he would. And Ace on me, if you, like I said, I ain't got no hate against Ace on me. I think he's fire, too. I respect Ace on me's pen. You going against one of my favorites, though. You already know how that goes. I never bet against my favorites, for real. Unless I really feel like you dangerous. And I don't. Ace is fire. I just don't feel like he's that dangerous. He can stumble, you know, and he's aggressive. You know, you could be bad. Ace could be bad business. That's one thing that Ace has shown me. He could be bad for business because he's not afraid to pick a fight. And like I said, it's like when it comes, like I said, it's come when it comes to money, you got to think about the money. You got to think, a lot of times people be thinking too much on their pride. But you got to think about there's money to be made. And you fucking up the bread because you want to be a tough guy. Like, bro, save. It's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for everything. You can save beef, chicken. You can save that shit for the streets. Save it for outside of battle rap. Like, if you really feel strongly about somebody in this shit, you could take them outside of this shit. And y'all could do whatever. But while y'all in the ring, it's like, bro, let's just keep it wrapped. You know, so it's like, with Ace, is you know, like he did, I saw the whole bunch of bumping he did against Fonz in the tournament. I think it's just Baltimore niggas that just be on that type of time for real. Besides Key Los, he probably the most chill Baltimore nigga I know. Rock, Bird Bucks, Ace, these niggas from Baltimore be ready for action, like just grr. It's like, all right then, nigga, okay. Also, there's something I don't want to happen this year. I heard it was announced this year, but I hope it gets canceled. I hope that we can put it in cancel court. Shout out to cancel court. Yeah, anybody, check out Defiant Digital and definitely check out cancel court. It's a really funny show. Way better than Judge Steve Harvey. I'll give you that much. Way much better. And I like Steve Harvey, but nah, I'd rather watch cancel court. Damn, I almost lost my place where I was talking about. Another news for real. Tune in tomorrow to Super Fight. I look forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to Easy to Block Captain versus Ichigati this year. I think it's going to be a really good battle. Really dope. Man, I think that's all I had to say for today. I just really just wanted to get my thoughts out before the event tomorrow. And I wanted to speak on my verse situation and Surf getting the 100K. I saw Piranha's hit list. Shout out to Piranha, man, from Detroit. I'm glad the fact that every time he goes live, I thank God because it lets me know he not locked. You know, that's what I'm happy. I don't, like I said, I don't wish jail anybody outside child molesters and rapists. You know, at the end of the day, life's rough. We gotta get it how we do it. I don't even know why. I personally don't even know why. You know, like besides, like I said, I watch Piranha's lives and everything, and I don't even know. I still don't know what they're searching for him for. I don't know what I fully don't know the situation. I just know, I just know when I saw him post on Instagram who he want this year, I was like, yes, that means he can battle. That's what's up. That's what's up. I hope to see him battle soon. So let's, prayers go out to Piranha. I look forward to seeing him back in the ring to battle. I look forward to seeing all the new class battle. Like, I've been seeing shit happens, post a lot on Instagram, but I'm trying to see some battles, fam. Like, yo, you can't just like, you bunch of, yeah, y'all better come back with some fire. I want to see all the spitters. The only spitters I don't want to see come back, I don't want to see Truth Watson like that ever again. I want to see Truth Watson the way, I want to see the Truth Watson from RBE. No cap. Please, the nigga, Bose, yeah, you can stay gone. You can stay gone. I'm sorry. I just couldn't get with Bose for real. Like he not. I try to watch his battles. I'm not. You know. I want to see DG the Piranha come back. Real name Brandon for sure. Kid Slate for sure. And Piranha said he still want the ones with real name Brandon. So I'm like, yep. That's about all I want to see this year, if possible. Piranha versus real name Brandon. I hope real name Brandon doesn't take his battle with Shotgun Sug too hard. Like, if people say he lost, it's cool. He still, it wasn't like a bad loss. I didn't feel like it was. I still feel like it's I feel like it's debatable. I feel like real name Brandon, I give him the first, and I feel like the third. Like, the third is, I like his third. I like his third. His second was a stumble in there, and Suge was just taking off in the second. Well, honestly, Suge did take his foot off the gas all three rounds in that battle. I'm just saying. But, yeah, definitely go back to Smack Volume 9 if you haven't. Definitely get the URL app because all the battles are on there now. Thank God. But yeah, tune in to Super Fight tomorrow starting at 5 p.m. Pacific. Or I think that's Eastern. Sorry, I think that's Eastern. Forgive me. On the Caffeine app. Should be some. Let's hope that it's going to be a decent event for the beginning of the new year. Like, I really don't. Like, let's keep it professional for the culture. But you never know. Like I said, it's rock. You know, and Danny, like I said, I remember when Danny and Kayshawn had like a little, you know, it was a little, they edited out, of course. But I remember when it first seeing it live, like this is like when Avocado first came on the scene, the very first Smack Volume. I remember seeing Kayshawn versus Danny Myers, right? Because Kayshawn and Danny Myers supposed to go down in traffic, but Kayshawn pulled out because of situations beyond his control. Everybody thought, but then everybody started being under the suspicion that Kayshawn was scared. And I personally was one of those people that didn't think that. I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure it was something serious. But for some reason, there were people that actually felt this way. So then Kayshawn dropped the video like, bruh, y'all is very disrespectful. Daddy fucking Myers, are you shitting me? And he turned up on him at Volume. Oh, he was so mad that people was like making it seem like he was really ducking smoke from Danny. So, but there was a little altercation in the second round where Kayshawn was like, back up, man. And then Dave Myers, he did something in his first, and I remember at the end of his round, he's like, I didn't even touch him, man. I swear I didn't touch him. And it was like, now they edited that part out, but it was like, yo, so. I pray that Rock eventually, like, it's crazy that Rock smokes so much, and yet he's so amped. He be so ready, like, you would think smoking would mellow him out eventually, but I don't know. But then again, we wouldn't want a mellow Rock in the ring. Mm-mm. We like Rock being aggressive. We like him being assertive. And, you know, we like Rock being Rock. But still, I wish he cared more. I wish he cared a little bit more about fucking up his bread. Like, you don't have to prove that you're a tough dude, bro. You don't have to prove that you ain't a punk. Like, with nobody, like, that's never been in question. As far as, I don't think the fans have ever had to question, I don't think nobody's ever really questioned Tay Rock's G card. No, not for real. Like, nobody's really out for that. Like, I mean, Goods, yeah, he, like I said, but that's Goods' style. Goods' style is to make you seem corny. But outside of Goods, Rock wasn't like I didn't really personally see anybody truly trying to punk Rock. Not for real. You know, people just actually be trying to, you know, people just try to out rap him. But, you know, I don't know. Pride is a very, very, it's something. I just hope for a good event tomorrow, a decent event. We had Smack Volume 9 was a success. It was a great way to end the year off. But let's just start the new year with something good. Please and thank you. That's all. To all the MCs on the card, respectfully, let's just have, I hope you had a good, I just want you, happy new year. Let's make it a good one. This is B&B. I'm signing out, respectfully. Tune in to Super Fight tomorrow at 5 on the Caffeine app. URLTV.TV, man. What's good? Next up, we got Super Fight Free Cap. Let's get it. So listen, it's yours truly, Blunts and Battle Rap, B&B. Listen, man. It's been quite the couple of weeks, honestly. I don't know when. Last time I checked in, it didn't really upload. My app's been kind of going through it lately, but nonetheless, I'm still. I got stuff I want to talk about, so that's what we're here for. So let's talk about Super Fight. Well, first and foremost, Super Fight was a interesting way to start the year. The main event was definitely what made you feel the most. Like, you're like, yeah, finally. Danny Myers and Tay Rock was supposed to be happening. So it's like, now it's finally happening. Like, I saw Tay Rock put the tweet out. He was like, I'm bored. What you doing? I was weak when he said that to Danny Myers. I'm like, bruh. So this finally happened. I'm a little, like, I mean, I didn't like this to be a Super Fight battle because this is definitely, like, but this is like a known kind of thing. But nonetheless, it happened on Super Fight. you know, Tay Rock is not, you know, he ain't Hollywood or nothing like that. Like, Tay Rock will battle you on any platform. Except RB. Enough about that. And has he ever been to Kick of the Dot? No, I don't think Rock's ever been to Kick of the Dot either. But yeah, like I said, man. But we can't go straight to the main event now, even though the consensus is pretty clear nowadays. Everybody's just talking about it. Everybody. But let's talk about the first matchup. Sway versus Anderson Burris. I ain't gonna hold you. Anderson Burris did pretty well. I mean, you got to understand, he can't, like, the one thing about Anderson Burris, he knew one thing he had to do was he had to be himself. Regardless of how that comes off, you just gotta be the best you. Don't be a regular you, be the best you. And that's what I feel like Anderson Burris delivered that to the best that did that. Now that second round. Yo, listen, man. The battle just dropped on the app, so if you haven't seen the battle, turn my podcast off or turn whatever. You know, go watch the battle. A lot of people are saying the battle was ass. Honestly, did we really have the highest of expectations for this battle? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this battle is not trash, but it's not a battle that's like, ooh, like, it's a battle that's a good look for Anderson. Like, you're getting one of the best bets in the game. He's not one of the most known, but he's one of the best. There's a difference. It doesn't, you know, some of the best killers are the ones that you don't know. Those are the niggas that got away with it time and time and time again. The bodies have been stacked, Lord forbid. But at the end of the day, them niggas are still out, is still in hiding or hiding inside the minds of. Anyway, that's on a deeper level of shit. But the point was, I felt like he got the best vet. He got one of the best vets. Swave is one of the best to really do it. Especially when it comes to believability. This was a battle about, you know. But I'm glad, like, Anderson Burris did have, he had a good bar, but like that hand, like he had a handle line. Somebody even gave him credit for it too. Like, it was fire. Like, a lot of his lines were fire. Like, I think he had a line about Nas that was fire. It was hard. He was just going off. I was really impressed with Anderson Burris. The second round, when he started talking about Swave's, Swave got an album out, or, you know, a project out. And in the, and one of the songs, I think the song is called Small World. I'm gonna check that song out, you know, because, like I say, Anderson Burris, at the end of the day, even though you were trying to angle a little bit with Sway, trying to, you know, you wanted to talk about something that nobody else has talked about with Sway. You know, and I like the sarcasm. I love the sarcasm. Anderson Burris' sarcasm was just, yes, very well top notch. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. But, and then, of course, you know, the Mike P call out, you know, I'm like, It's early. I want you to have a successful rap career. I just feel like taking Mike P so early ain't the move. And the thing about it is, Mike P might take you right now. He might have liked what you did with Sway. T-Top sure did. but I know why T-Top said that, because Sway talked shit about T-Top in his round. But nonetheless. And like in the song called Small World, I'm gonna go to the song personally to make sure he actually says that. But apparently Sway said in the song Small World that he at one point he fucked his cousin. Say what now? Listen, that's my thing. Is I don't know Sway. Like I said, I don't know Sway personally. I'm a fan of Team Homie. Like I said, rest in peace, PH. You know, the Homie. You know, I'm not, you know, like, I fuck with a lot of members from T-Pain. Murt, J. Murder, Poison Pen, Ill Will, Lodazay is one of my favorite battle rappers. Rum, like, Moneybags to some degree. Like I said, the list could keep going. But, I don't know Sway personally. But that right there, that there's some shit. That's some shit right there. That, like, I mean, I, like I said, I don't know him personally, but I'm like this. I feel like when you, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's just, there's a certain thing that you don't need to let your fans know everything about what's going, about everything. Like, you don't need to let them know your entire story. There are certain things you can just leave. There's just certain things that shouldn't see the light of day, you know? Like, stuff like that, you kind of just could have just kept that in your back pocket somewhere. Just that particular skeleton, you could have just kept in your closet, you know? And instead, he decided, you know, just speaking, it just seems like he just took the skeleton out of his closet and dusted off and put it on the track. And that's pretty much how Anderson Burris made it seem like. And it's like, I haven't heard the song. So maybe it's just taken out of context. I don't know. But if it's exactly like, he went on, and then the angle was kind of fire because he was like, it's a small world. No, it's a felony in 49 other countries. I was like, yo, it was hard. That was fire. I'm sorry. He had some other lines in there too. But I feel like a lot of people gave Anderson Burris the W. Like, Anderson actually got the win. You know? But, of course, Swave don't feel that way. Like, Swave, he old school. Swave not about to sit here and admit that he lost to Anderson Burris. Ain't no way. You not about to get that. You are more likely to get a karate chop down the middle of your dome before you get Swave to admit he lost to Anderson Burris at Super Fight. You're not going to get that to happen. You know, he doesn't have to drop an interview or anything. His demeanor when Anderson got through his second and third let me further know. Swave feels he won, period. And that's, he's going to stand on that. Oh, wait, Anderson Burris says, you're like Head Ice, except we understand you better. I'm like, yo, that's funny as fuck, because we finally got to see Head Ice and Swave battle. That battle is very hard to watch. It's like, it's a classic between old heads, but you gotta, like, but you gotta feel, like, you gotta, like, see, the way Swave and Head Ice talk, the youngins that can understand them, around that time period was niggas like Goods, Surf, you know, niggas like them were the youngins. Me, I'm a whippersnapper. I'm like a baby. So it's like, so like, when I watched that battle, is that I was like my second year in high school. It was so hard to watch the, it was so hard to watch and digest this battle. Like, only thing I still remember to this day, Head I said something about my home fries. Like, oh man. It was hard to really peek the bars or the, you know, the lyricism. Like, it was really, like, it was really hard for this battle. But nonetheless, Anderson got the dub. I felt like, you know, I had Swave in predictions, but Anderson proved me wrong. I gave Anderson 2-1. Man, I feel like, no, I can't even say 2-1. I gave him the battle. I feel like I gave him the battle. Swave, I feel like you could debate that first, because Anderson came out swinging. I really like what he was doing in the first. I like what he did in the second. The third, the only round that's clear, that's like super clear, is the third. I feel like Swave just kind of just like took his foot off the gas in the third. So that's the only one that's truly clear, is the third. But the first and second, I just feel like Anderson edged it. So, and then the next battle, Lou Castro versus Drugs. Shit. Respectfully, Bronx niggas the wildest. until they until drugs fuck them up. I know that was ass. I could do better. I'm a writer. I could do better. But let me just say, that's pretty much my segue into what I'm about to say next. Yeah, drugs 3-0. Whoa. Wow. Did not really see that coming. That was probably the shocker of the card, for real. Well, almost. Well, it was definitely a shocker for me. The main event, we're going to get to that. But let's talk about this right here. Before we get to the main event, this was the shocker of the night. This right here was like, whoa. Drugs was in a bag that I had, like, and then, like I said, my homies on in the groups, you know, forums and stuff like that I talked with, you know, they was discussing it too, like, yeah, tell me Big Lou did not just get 30. Yep. Big Lou did got 30. Hey, big dog got put down. It was rough. All three rounds. And the thing about it was, that's even if he got through his material. Let me give you that one more again. Even if he got through his material, he was not fucking with Drugs' material that night. He wasn't. Drugs, I don't know what made him jump in this bag. Like, I thought the shit talking he was doing in the face-off was, I thought, honestly, this battle was going to be debated. Honestly. Like, but nah. Drugs, he realized Big Lou was getting all this, and he was like, nah, I gotta snatch you up. It's time to humble you, nigga. Like, yeah, I see you, Big Lou. You know, these gnomes, Summer Madness, Impact, I see you. Now I gotta destroy you. And that's what he did that night. Like, yo, that was wild, bro. Drugs wigged on him. Lou choked in the first. I think he stumbled all three rounds. It was not good. It was not looking good for Lou that night. It was not looking good, man. Like, I'm up here like, dang, I couldn't call this battle. I'm like, well, damn. I mean, if you had to force me to choose a winner, I was gonna go with Lou. But you saw what happened. Like, damn. He got fucked up by drugs more than, you know what, let me not do another poorly taste bar. Let's just keep it going. But yeah, drugs 3-0, man. And I heard drugs is gun titles, and he's gonna be in this Midnight Madness card, or it's a 2-on-2 kind of ordeal. I gotta read more into the information, but that's fire. That's cool. It's different, but it's cool. I mean, you know, Drugs and Rock, I remember them having like a thing for a minute. You know, like, I remember Drugs trying to get Rock in the ring with him and gets in his battle with Show Off. And that escalated. Rock started getting, like, he was all like, bro, he got pissed. It escalated. And now he gun titled, so that's like, whoo. So that means Drugs and Rock, no issues. That's what's up. That's even better. Let's see. Next battle. We got JC versus Sharon. We got JC versus Sharon. This is honestly, for me, this is one of the battles of the night. This was a good battle. But of course, I feel like JC. Wait a minute. No. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm kind of asleep. Hold on. Let me perk up for this for a little bit more. This was a really good battle. Let me stop playing. JC, like, I haven't seen somebody do Sharon dirty. I don't think ever, for real. Like, it's hard. Like, you, like, because the one thing about doing Sharon dirty is you have to make it where his material don't mean shit. But it's hard for people to kind of, like, over, because he's fire. Sharon's fire. And I feel like JC, like, if anybody were going to battle Sharon, I feel like anybody that's battled Sharon, JC's probably had the best. He's at the best angles. He's at the best. He's at the best. Like, what was I looking for? He knows precise ways to attack Sharon. Same way that Ron did. Ron, but him and but that. Yeah, but yeah, that battle could have went all night. Ron and Sharon going back and forth. That battle could have happened all night. Thank God it didn't. But I feel like besides Ron, JC has had the best approach. That's the word I was looking for. he's had the best approach this round, in my opinion. Like, cause the first round, you can give that to Sharon. You can edge Sharon possibly. Second and third, ain't no way. I would honestly give JC all three rounds. But you could debate the first. Second and third, nah. Third, definitely not. Cause JC has said so much. There was so much material. Like, he had said so much in that third round, bruh. And the fact that Sharon, like, we were looking for Sharon to rebuttal some of it, but no, Sharon went right into his rounds and just spit what he had. And that's still honorable, but at the same time, it was like, your first super fight and you get beat. But he didn't get beat bad. But JC showed levels, like we always expect him to. Well, let's see, who we got next? Let's see, so far I've went over three battles. Was there another one? I know I'm forgetting something. I know I'm forgetting somebody. This is gonna bug me for a minute. I don't like it. Hey, I really can't think of that battle off the top of my head. That's rough. Well, let's go straight to the main event then. So, Danny Meyer versus Tay Rock. Listen. Yo, wow. Danny. Say that nigga name three times. It's Candyman. It's curtains. Like, whoa. Danny Earl, what the heck? Like, bro, the face-off made this battle. That was one of those face-offs that you were a little scared. I was going to make shit go bad. But in reality, that was a face-off that made the battle even better. Because Danny did not come to play. Rock didn't come to play either, but Danny went, he left Earth. The rebuttals, yo. The Little Caesars line, and then when he looked up at Stinky, he kept walking towards Surf like, don't look so startled. Because Surf said the same shit. It's New Jersey twerk, and Danny Myers is in twerk's corner. I'm like, yo, listen, if Danny and Surf, after seeing what Danny did with Tay Rock, and I'm not saying that Tay Rock got, look, let me go, I'm not gonna cap, this is just my personal opinion, disclaimer, my opinion, I'm just talking my shit, personally, personally, I feel like Rock didn't lose bad. He didn't lose bad, but yeah, he lost. It was, man, like Rock was, and the thing about it was, I think his first mistake was he went first. He set the tone. And it's like, I like that, you know, I've always liked that about Rock. Rock has always been a fighter when it comes to this sport. Like, he don't duck smoke. And he'll even go first so he can be like, bro, I'm going to let you know you not fucking with me. I'm setting it right now. That's Rock. You can't help but fuck with that. I just feel like when you set the tone, when you try to set the tone, it works in certain battles. With Chilla, was going to work clearly. It was going to work. Because I feel like Rock, he really didn't talk shit to Chill or anything. He was just like, he understood the threat that Chilla was, and he left it at that. He waited until he got in the ring and started shitting on him. And it was, this matchup, like, Rock kept saying he was going to fuck him up, but honestly, he didn't do as much damage as he was, like, it was a little underwhelming. Like, it was fire. He had three crack rounds, but they just wasn't as potent as what Danny was spitting. Like, his shit was like, and then Danny had rebuttals, like, he was ready. Like, Danny knew he was kicking Tay Rock ass. He started doing push-ups in the second. Bruh, he started doing push-ups, my nigga. Like, after the bar, after he delivered the bar effectively, And the crowd would, bro, nigga, just start doing push-ups at this point. Like, bro, this, I'ma fuck you. Like, at this point, Daddy was very confident he was gonna fuck Tay-Rock up and pretty much get this dub. And he did. Daddy, like, man. And now, so yeah, Daddy got the battle. Daddy got the battle. I can't say that Tay-Rock got killed. But Daddy got the battle. Like, he edged every round. A little bit more than an edge. I don't want to say body, though. Because I liked what Tay-Rock did. But, man. I just like what Daddy did a whole lot more, man. It's crazy. And now I'm hearing rumors about Daddy Mind versus Sue Surf. Oh, Lord. Listen, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. If Surf take that battle, I can't bet on that battle. I can't. I swear I can't. I'm not gonna do it. Like, I've been able to bet on every Surf battle since he's been back. Not this one. I can't with this one. You gotta be crazy. I can't call it. I can't call it that. I really can't. The thing about it, I think Surf, the funny thing is, I feel like Surf might take it. But that's also what scares me, because it's like, man, you didn't had a three-peat. You had a three-peat last year. You ended the year off strong. And you want to start the new year with Danny Myers? I don't know if that's the... I don't know. I feel like you should go drop into the album. Shut up, Miley. Shut up, man. Nah, no cap. Listen, man. I'm not ready. Would I like to see it? Yes. But the outcome, I'm a little worried. Like I said, you don't want to push it. You don't want to, like, when it's good, you don't want to, like, it's kind of like when you play Race 21 or Black, like, you know, and you just, it's like, hit me. And you realize you're this close, and you're like, you don't, like, it's, or nah. I need a better example than that, but I don't want to, like, it's already been good. I don't want it to be bad. I don't want it to turn bad. That's all. I feel like he should wait a little bit. Like, wait a little bit. Not too long, because then it's going to look like he's scared, but I don't know. Daddy should be the first person he takes at the beginning of the year. Because it could be to his detriment. Like, it can look ugly up there for him. What I saw, what he did with Tay-Rock, get ugly for Surf. The only reason why I say that is Surf's already had three great battles. I can't assume that, you know, Surf's is gonna be untouchable. He's just gonna be flawless for the next few years. I can't assume that. Everybody's got flaws. Everybody, you know, not every bar is hard. Not everybody can think of the most perfected angles, perfect material. This stuff takes time. And it's like, writing for each individual I'm very time consuming. And it's you gotta be on it. And I feel like Surf, with everything he got going, I don't want Surf trying to write. And like I said, I'm not trying to make excuses for Surf. I'm not. I'm just saying I don't want Surf to overload his plate. Don't bite more than you can chew. That's weird to say. Cause it's making me sound like it's making me feel like I'm not having enough faith in Surf. Like, Surf can't get the job done. I know Surf can get the job done. I just don't want to chance it with him already having three great ones already. I feel blessed that he gave us three great ones. Would a fourth one be great? Yes. But is it possible with Danny Myers? Is the question. That's all I'm asking. Is it, like, because this is somebody that is ready to kill you. No disrespect. And I'm a big fan of Sue Surf, man. You're my top five. I'm a big fan. I was blessed. You ended the year strong. It was the best Christmas gift anybody that you could that I could ever get as a fan from one of my favorite battle rappers. Is to have them give me three great battles to rewatch. Can't ask for nothing more than that. For real. But I don't want to push it. And if I want to push it, is all I'm saying. Like, would I want another one? Yes. At the end of the day, it's like, I have to. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Baby, hold on. I feel like Surf, like I said, I'm good. I feel like Surf is given enough to where people can stop hating. Like, let it go. I just feel like Danny, like, it's not that I don't feel like he has what it takes. I just know what it, like, to write for Danny, yo, and for it to be, like, no, that was my point. That was the point I was trying to get to. So, yes, respectfully, 3 classic bodies. However, let's just look at some of the storyline. Jaja, somebody that's been chasing you for 10 years just to tell you that he's upset as a fan at you. Pretty much. He took 10 years to tell you in 3 rounds that as a fan, you've disappointed me greatly, as well as this culture. Something that we already knew. That's pretty much what Jaja did in 3 rounds. His second round was the strongest. So there's a storyline behind the Jar Jar thing. Now let's talk about Calico. Well, honestly, like I said, the first time Calico won. This time around, Calico, yeah, I have nothing bad to say about the Calico win. I have nothing, you know, I don't have, because the fact that you won made me happy. You won convincingly. Because Calico started losing steam in the second, and then, and third started stumbling. It was rough. And then we get to Twerk. Well, come on. Well, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, it would insult anybody that's listening. It would insult their intelligence on what happened with the Twerk situation, that storyline itself. Twerk defeated himself. He could have made it debatable. He could have made it debatable up there. If he would have got through all 3 of those rounds, we could have had a debatable battle. Surf would have to think about that. But no. It ended up being So there's all 3 of those battles in a nutshell. Now let's talk about, now here's Danny. Danny is out for blood. The best example of this battle right here is my boy Sue Surf is Tommaso Ciampa, and Danny Myers is Braun Breaker. That's the best way to put this. And it's like, blood is in the water. This shark is gonna eat you alive. Like, it's that type of time with Danny right now. And that's one thing I want to make clear. I'm not saying Danny's going to beat Surf, though. That ain't what I'm saying either, though. I refuse to say that. I'm just saying I'm not going to go on the gambling app, and I can't go on the gambling app and pick Surf again. Not this time. If that battle ever becomes a thing, there's a marquee and everything, I can't bet on that battle. We just got to see. We got to see for ourselves. But overall, man, Danny, it's always good to see you turn up. Cause it's not like Danny, he don't just turn up every blue moon. No, when Danny, it's coming. If he doesn't have many bad ones at all. If he has a bad one, that means he's coming back stronger in the next one. So, and now, but imagine what Danny does when he wins. He keeps going. Until somebody could truly knock him out. And that'd be hard. Like I said, if he would have got through his material for real sick, that battle would have been mad debatable. Man, but Super Fight was not that bad. But it could have been better, is what I'm saying. It could have been better. Oh, that's right. The Battle of the Joneses. Oh, Yeah, Sirius Jones got that. I don't know what it's been. Like, Chilla, he, I don't know. I was, Chilla's just, I wasn't feeling all his material. Sirius Jones kind of just, you know, he had, like, I just like with Sirius Jones' material just a tad bit more. But this battle is really unforgettable for me. So, but that's all for Super Fight. So I got Anderson Burris, Drugs. I got Anderson Burris over Sway, Drugs over Lou. I got Sirius Jones over Chilla. I got JC over Sharon. And I got Danny over Rock. Not all my predictions came true. And that's fine. That's the fun of the game. Until next time. The next event, I believe, is... Actually, you know what? I'm not even gonna cap with you. I don't know yet. Stay tuned. I'll be right back here with more predictions. Until next time, signing out respectfully. This is B&B.